Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. During Jesus' trial, he tells Pilate that he came into the world to testify to the truth. And Pilate responds with a dismissive, "What is truth?" His rhetorical question is sadly a powerful commentary on our modern culture today. Truth has become subjective. No longer is it about knowing the truth, but knowing your truth. Each person or group shouting their own truth, not willing to understand or listen to the other. Everyone acknowledges that not all things are right with the world, but we are divided about what those things are and how we should fix them. Too often, our nation's leaders fail to look out for the self-interest of all people, aligning themselves with the very establishments that cause inequality, oppression, suffering, and pain. But deep within us all, whether we acknowledge it, whether we realize it or not, there is a deep hunger for that truth that will set us free. That truth that will set the world free so that it can be a better place for you and me, our children, and their children. Like the crowd who was drawn to Jesus, we too hunger for healing and wholeness, desiring a life of joy and peace and purpose. And when the life-giving truth appears, those like Herod who have enjoyed a life of privilege and indulgence at the expense of others will reject the truth. Herod is reminiscent of the past disobedient rulers of Israel and Judah. He is like the bad shepherds mentioned in Jeremiah, who have scattered God's flock and have driven them away and have not attended to them. But for those who hunger for God's justice and peace, to relieve their sufferings, those hungerings deep within us for wholeness and meaning in our lives, those neglected and without a kingly shepherd, they will be drawn to God's truth. And God's truth, that his kingdom has proclaimed the world to be his, that his presence and power of love to change lives has indeed come in the person and actions of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ sees the crowd drawing near to him, he has compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Jesus is the Holy One, who is the righteous branch of King David, who will reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. But Jesus' salvation is greater than just one nation. It is for all people. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, teaches them many things, leading them in right paths. Later, he will feed them, making them lie down in green pastures. And Jesus feeds us also with God's word so that we can become a new creation. He is also God's word made flesh, who we feed upon and receive in Holy Communion. He leads us to still waters, which is the baptismal font. Being dry and barren in good works of love due to sin, our soul is now watered by the Holy Spirit and given the divine gifts that will produce fruits of love. In Christ, God restores our soul, which means he keeps us alive, both physically and spiritually. Later, Jesus will protect the disciples from the storm, embodying the words of the psalmist King David, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me." And in the midst of our own darkest moments of doubt and suffering and shame and death, Jesus is with us. In him, we will have eternal life no matter what happens in this life. His royal rod of authority and sovereignty disciplines us and corrects us when we have fallen in sin. Sometimes God has to tear things down to build them back up. Sometimes he has to let us die so that we can live. And his staff of comfort and support encourages us, enables us to follow in his paths of righteousness. In Holy Communion, Jesus is the host who prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, in the midst of the chaos in the world. Our heads have been anointed by the Holy Spirit through the means of holy oil in baptism. And we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Through the wounded side of Christ on the cross, the waters of baptism flow forth to give life to the sheep of the church. And his blood poured out from his side is the blood of Christ poured out from the overflowing cup at the Holy Eucharist. The table Jesus prepares for us is a table of divine hospitality in which we share in the life of the Holy Trinity. It is a table of unity with God that affirms and strengthens our unity with one another as members of the church. In this meal, Jesus is also the sacrificial food in which we receive Christ, who is our peace. No longer is there a dividing wall, the hostility between us and them. Through Christ, all people are made one body, the church. We are no longer strangers or aliens to God or to one another. We have been reconciled to God and one another through the blood of the cross. We have been set free to live in unity with God, sharing in his abundant life and love. As the psalmist says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long." Christian journey is a journey continually walking with Christ. It is a daily journey of discovery, searching to return to the house of the Lord. It is daily desiring to dwell in his presence. And in Christ, we are able to do just that, to dwell in the presence of Almighty God. We are able to dwell in the truth of his love and goodness made available through Christ and the cross. And so even in the middle of our darkest valleys, may we always put our trust in Christ Jesus, who leads us to God's truth, which reveals his amazing, foolish, extravagant love for humanity. May we daily return to the Lord in studying of the scriptures, receiving the sacraments, doing acts of love and kindness and praying, so that we do not live a life of confusion and rebellion against God. And so goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And so we shall dwell in the house of the Lord now and forever. Amen.